to say a word of welcome to our guests who are with us at the cathedral this evening for Holy Mass. Thanks for coming to pray with us and to be with us. Always welcome here. St. Mark's words in the Holy Gospel for this, the 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time, might express the feelings of many people of either shaky faith or no faith at all, or sometimes even when faith is quite solid. When the storms of life rage overhead, people often cannot keep themselves from a word of protest. Where is God when I need him most? After all, God is supposed to be at the helm of this ship. That's his job. That's why he gets the big bucks. Instead, he sometimes seems comfortably sheltered from the storms of human concerns. Perhaps he is just nodding off. His captaincy sometimes seems hidden from view. So we have this in St. Mark's Gospel. The disciples asked Jesus, "Do you not care? Are you not worried? Can't you wake up?" Lots of folks in our day ask God the same question. Is it any wonder a captain at rest while his ship is going down would shake anyone's confidence? But most of us are probably too far removed from the perils of the sea to enter easily into the fear expressed by those in the boat with Jesus, his disciples. These days, the storms of life confront us in different ways. Concern about our own health, concern about someone, family member, a good friend, who might be in the process of dying, of going home to the Lord. Worries about our jobs, worries about our families, anxieties that we fear others will just take for granted. How am I going to manage my life, not only in a post-pandemic world, but in my own community, my family? What other fears are there? And maybe the worst of all, the fear of being left alone. Such stormy conditions, every faithful believer might want to lodge that protest with God. Do you not care? Where are you? Why are you sleeping? Why are you silent? Many in the sacred scriptures, New and Old Testaments both, have lamented and complained not only to God, but also to those entrusted to lead them and care for them. We heard from the book of Job this evening. He's a classic case. We remember, as we heard during the Lenten season, of Moses and the Israelites. What have you done to us? You left us here to die. What's happening is the disciples had to learn who Jesus was, who this one was whom even the wind and the sea obey. Perhaps it comes down to a simple question of what we really want from God. But the Sunday's Gospel, the very familiar one to us, points us in a different direction. To ask a different question, what God really wants most to give us. Most of us will readily admit that Jesus shows tremendous care for his people. We've experienced it. We know it. God cares. Just after this scene in St. Mark's Gospel, we see Jesus casting out demons, healing a woman who has been in pain for 12 years, raising Jairus' daughter to life. He's already gained notoriety for insisting that the law should serve people, not enslave them, for promising freedom to prisoners, defending the widow, the orphan. This is not a man nor a God who remains aloof from the human condition. After all, this Sunday, he's in that storm-tossed boat with his disciples as well. I found myself thinking and meditating, what allowed him to fall asleep on that cushion while the disciples right there with him were freaking out? Well, there's something always more to Christ's mission than sheer activism. What's happening here, and why he could seemingly rest so comfortably and quietly and peacefully, is his complete and entire confidence in God. This is perhaps no more beautifully portrayed in the Gospels than in the image we have this afternoon of a man of such confidence that in the midst of that raging storm, he's able to lay a tired head on a cushion and fall asleep. But for us, when the storms of life rage all around us, which one of us would be so heartless as to deny a child of God that rest which alone comes with complete childlike confidence? There's the answer to the question. That's what God wants to give us. Of course, God cares. Jesus stirs himself from his slumbers, rebukes the wind, silences the sea. The little boat and its scared passengers reach the other side safely. There remains but the unhappy memory of another failure in faith on the part of the disciples, however, and St. Mark is always willing to go there really quickly. The wind and the sea receive from the once the sleeping Lord a mild rebuke, but the rebuke to his disciples is going to be a bit stronger. Why are you so frightened? How is it, after all this time together, you have no faith? Well, Christian faith is but much more about surviving a shipwreck through the storms of life. Jesus' point, St. Mark's point, is about believing confidently that the journey will end well. And that is a cushion we can all sleep on, quietly, peacefully, confidently. I know for myself, in those storms, I want that strong and deep faith. That sense of well-being and serenity, to be released from the anxieties with a deep peace and confidence. So I want to pray for that, and I want to work on that in those times that the storms, whatever they might be, rage in my life. But that's what we hear in the Holy Gospel today. That's what God wants to give to us. And lastly, as we celebrate not your birthday, but Father's Day, I want to acknowledge the fathers among us. And I suspect animated to do so because of the year of St. Joseph, the father and protector of the Holy Family. So as Catholic men, husbands, fathers, you are entrusted by God with a mission that is not unlike St. Joseph's. His example inspires you, inspires us, to practice heroic generosity, sacrificial love. Do that day in and day out as you care for your spouse and your children. So happy Father's Day to all the fathers, grandfathers, stepfathers. These holidays of our culture are not exactly high holy days of the church, but they do give us a reason to pause and to pray for and to reflect on our fathers whom we honor, whom we love, including those who are no longer with us. 5 weeks ago, we offered Mass for our moms. Today, on Father's Day, we're doing the same offering for our dads, living or dead, on the altar of Christ during this Holy Mass and invoking our Heavenly Father's blessings on them. Today, we celebrate great gratitude and pray for those who continue to reflect the divine qualities of fatherhood as they lovingly establish, nourish, and maintain our families. My father he wasn't perfect, but he was a blessing. So all of you are a blessing for us as you offer that unconditional love, extreme patience, self-sacrifice, and the comfort of your care and protection made visible by your physical, emotional, and spiritual strength. So on this day, we honor you. We want you to know, I'm sure all of your families, that we love you. May God bless you and keep you.